Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the identity of Dajjal. Now, it is known that a person called Dajjal, or a person identified by the name of Dajjal, or a person whose attribute is Dajjal, would appear near the end of time, near the Day of Judgment, and as such, he will be regarded as a sign of the Day of Judgment. First of all, it needs to be understood that the word Dajjal in Arabic means a person who is a great deceiver, a fraudulent person, a person who deceives others. So this is what the word Dajjal means. However, as far as his identity is concerned, there are a number of things which have been said. People have interpreted this symbolically. For example, they say that Dajjal is a symbol of a civilization which is based on deception and fraud. Other people think that he's a person and an individual and will have certain attributes. We find, of course, a lot of details about Dajjal in our narratives, which are ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, it is said that he'll be blind in the left eye, and there are other narratives which say that he'll be blind in the right eye. Similarly, it is said that he'll have a lot of hair. He'll have fire and water with him. He'll bring fire and water with him. He'll not be able to enter the city of Medina. And some narratives say that he'll die in the city of in the country of Syria. And still others say that Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam would kill him. So these are the things which are found in these narratives. However, there is one thing which is very clearly found in these narratives, in some of these narratives, which can help us identify the personality of Dajjal very much. And that is that there are certain narratives which mention him by the expression Al-Masihud Dajjal, which of course means that he would be a deceiver who would deceive people by posing himself to be Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, of course, this would be possible for him because there are traditions which are found in amongst Muslims, Christians, and Jews which say that Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return to this world before the Day of Judgment. So he'll take advantage of these concepts and pose himself to be Jesus, and he'll try to deceive people by doing so. So this is one very clear identity or very clear trait of the personality of Dajjal by which we can identify him. And of course, there are other details which are found in narratives. If their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, then of course such a person will come before the Day of Judgment, and he has certain attributes which are mentioned. However, as I said, this particular attribute in which he'll wrongly pose himself to be Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very, very clear trait of his identity, and as such, this can help us identify who this person would be whenever he arrives. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات